Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for global unity to build disaster-resilient infrastructure. Northern Railway begins commercial operations of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar. Karnataka government hikes compensation amount to 25 lakh rupees in Bengaluru stampede case. Internet suspended in 5 districts of Manipur after Meitei outfit leader's arrest. Germany reaffirms its strong support and solidarity for India's fight against terrorism. And in tennis, America's Coco Gauff secures her first French Open title, defeating Arina Sabalenka in women's singles final. Defending champions Carlos Alcaraz to face world number one Yannick Sinner in men's singles final today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries. Due to their vulnerability, they deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last mile communication.
Northern Railway has begun commercial operations of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar. The Vande Bharat Express train, which was flagged off by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Katra on the 6th of June, connects Kashmir with the rest of the country through rail. Passengers who boarded the trains from Katra to Baramulla or vice versa expressed immense enthusiasm, with many stating that they had eagerly awaited the opportunity to travel to Kashmir by train. The first day of commercial operations went smoothly as the trains reached their destinations yesterday evening. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation, driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we discuss financial reforms that have empowered the middle class.
For over a decade, India's middle class has stood at the center of the nation's development journey. Their aspirations have not only been heard, but honored with decisive action. Tax reforms and reliefs, social security and skill development have been important pillars of the government's efforts toward the empowerment of the middle class. The latest union budget made income up to 12 lakh rupees tax-free under the new tax regime. Pre-filled income tax returns and a faceless assessment system have made tax compliance faster, simpler and more transparent. The Unified Pension Scheme UPS guarantees 50% of the average basic pay as pension for the government employees with 25 years of service. Meanwhile, the average inflation rate over the past decade has been contained at 5%, down from 8.2% in the previous 10 years. Equally transformative has been the push for skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, over 1.63 crore youth have received industry-relevant training. The National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme has facilitated the placement of over 40 lakh apprentices with industries since 2016. The number of industrial training institute has also increased significantly, from around 9,900 in 2014 to over 14,600 in 2024. Together, these efforts have delivered real empowerment to the middle class. The government's approach is clear. Listen to its citizens, simplify the system and deliver on promises. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
Bihar is witnessing a healthcare revolution through the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJ, which is transforming the lives of millions across the state, especially in rural areas. In a significant achievement, the state has helped beneficiaries save over 1,000 crore rupees within a year, a testimony to the scheme's growing reach and effectiveness. More from our correspondent.
Poor individuals residing in the remote regions of Bihar are now benefiting from the initiative of the central government. Talking to Akashvani News, Ayushman Bharat Yojana beneficiaries said that due to the scheme, they were able to receive free treatment and costly surgery done.
इलाज बहुत बढ़िया तरह से हो रहा है. आयुष्मान कार्ड से बहुत फायदा है और पैसे का भी बचत हुआ. प्रधानमंत्री से कहना चाहेंगे कि बहुत अच्छा किया है, बहुत गरीबों का जान बच रहा है.
हम कहेंगे कि और अच्छा बन जाए, पूरा गरीब को बन जाएगा, सही रहेगा.
Meanwhile, talking to Akashvani News, Chief Executive Officer of the Bihar Health Security Committee, Shashank Shekhar Sinha said that the scheme is currently benefiting a large section of the population.
Door to door campaign हम लोग का इस बार का जो विशेष अभियान चला, जिसमें 18 लाख बना, इस बार हम लोग का फोकस उस पर था, जिसमें हम लोगों ने आंगनबाड़ी सेविकाओं, जीविका दीदी और आशा वर्कर्स को लगाया था.
The Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, inaugurated on 23rd September 2018 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, aims to provide quality health care and cashless treatment up to 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization. Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Germany has reaffirmed its strong support and solidarity for India's fight against terrorism. German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and expressed his country's support to India during a meeting with an Indian parliamentary delegation that outlined New Delhi's resolve to not give in to nuclear blackmail by Pakistan. The all-party delegation, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, conveyed to German political and diplomatic leadership India's unwavering united stand for zero tolerance for terrorism. The delegation also held interaction with leaders and key representatives of Indian community in Germany. Mr. Ravi Shankar Prasad appreciated the support and solidarity shown by Indian diaspora in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack. Addressing the Indian diaspora, Mr. Prasad said that Pakistan is a habitual offender.
Pakistan kya kar raha hai? Terror machine. कैसे वर्ल्ड क्लास टेररिस्ट पैदा हों जनरल्स की अगुवाई में, यह पाकिस्तान. चार बार लड़ाई लड़े, हर बार हारे. हम कभी अटैकर नहीं थे, फिर भी वो सुधरते नहीं है. कारण क्या है कि वो जनरल्स के कंट्रोल में है, पॉलिटिकल लीडर के कंट्रोल में नहीं है. द जनरल्स वॉन्ट टू रिमेन रेलेवेंट बाय परपेचुएटिंग कंफ्लिक्ट एंड द टेररिस्ट हैव बिकम देयर इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू एग्जीक्यूट.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Madurai in Tamil Nadu last night. He will chair a meeting of the Tamil Nadu BJP's State Core Committee in Madurai today and will also interact with state, district and mandal level office bearers of the party. Mr. Shah will also visit the historic Meenakshi Amman Temple where he will have darshan. Mr. Shah would also address party leaders and office bearers on election preparedness and also hold meetings with various stakeholders. Later in the evening, Mr. Shah will proceed to the Vellammal Global Hospital ground in Othakadai to address a major party meeting. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddharamaiah has ordered an increase in compensation for the 11 families of those who died in the stampede in Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on Wednesday, raising the amount to 25 lakh rupees each. Previously, the government had announced 10 lakh rupees in compensation per family. Union Minister for Large and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister of State Shobha Karanjale and Karnataka BJP leadership have demanded a compensation of 50 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. More from our correspondent.
After the public outcry grows over the Chinnaswamy Stadium stampede that killed 11 RCB fans, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has increased the compensation for the families of those who died from 10 lakh to 25 lakh rupees. Due to mismanagement and lack of crowd regulation at the Chinnaswamy Stadium, stampede had occurred on June 4th when the fans tried entering the stadium to be part of RCB victory celebration for winning the IPL Championship trophy after 18 years. In another development, two top officials of the Karnataka State Cricket Association have resigned, taking moral responsibility. KSCA President Raghuram Bhat has informed that the resignation of two officials have been accepted. He also said that the association will extend all support to the ongoing investigation in the tragic incident. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services, including VSAT and VPN, in the territorial jurisdiction of five valley districts for 5 days, with effect from 11:45 p.m. last night. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The order issued by Commissioner cum Secretary Home N. Ashok Kumar said that in view of the prevailing load on the situation, there is apprehension that some antisocial elements might use social media extensively for transmission of images, hate speech and hate video messages to incite the passion of the public, which might have serious repercussions on the law and order situation of the state. The order followed protest in Imphal East and Imphal West districts last night after the arrest of a leader of Meitei outfit, Arambai Tengol. In women's singles at the French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-7, 6-2, 6-4 in a thrilling final last night, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and the second Grand Slam crown. A report.
With this victory, the 21-year-old became the first American woman to win the singles title in Paris since Serena Williams in 2015 and the youngest from the US to do so since Williams in 2002. Gauff's triumph marked the first time since the 2018 Australian Open that the top two women in the world's rankings met in a Grand Slam final. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will face one of his toughest challenges yet as he takes on world number one Jannik Sinner for the crown today. In their last four meetings, Alcaraz has won all four and will be aiming for his fifth major title while Sinner looks for his fourth. In women's doubles, number two seeded Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini will face Kazakhstan's Anna Danilina paired with Serbia's Alexandra Krunic for the title today. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In tennis, India's Vaishnavi Adkar will take on Russia's Varvara Panchina in the women's singles title clash of the W15 tournament in Tashkent, Uzbekistan today. The match is set to begin at 3:30 p.m. Earlier, Vaishnavi defeated Russia's Ksenia Laskutova 2-0 in the semifinals, while Varvara stormed into the finals after defending Daria Shubina 2-0 of Uzbekistan. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have on their front pages the story of UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy meeting Prime Minister Modi and External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar. No tolerance for terror, allies must understand, headlines Hindustan Times. UK supports India in fight against terrorism, says Lammy, headlines the Tribune, and the Indian Express writes, trade to terror, India and UK flag deeper ties. All newspapers flash with pictures on the front pages the inaugural run of the first Vande Bharat train from Katra to Srinagar with 530 passengers on board. The Pioneer headlines, Kashmir connects to incredible Bharat. The papers also widely report on the achievement of Delhi Metro completing a 792-metre underground stretch on the front pages. The Asian Age headlines, DMRC achieves major tunnel breakthrough on Golden Line. And finally, the Financial Express has a story which says that the auto industry is shifting gears as for the first time in financial year 2025, CNG car sales race ahead of diesel. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for global unity to build disaster-resilient infrastructure. Northern Railway begins commercial operations of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar. Karnataka government hikes compensation amount to 25 lakh rupees in Bengaluru stampede case. Internet suspended in five districts of Manipur after Meitei outfit leader's arrest. Germany reaffirms its strong support and solidarity for India's fight against terrorism. And in tennis, America's Coco Gauff secures her first French Open title, defeating Aryna Sabalenka in women's singles final. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz to face world number one Jannik Sinner in men's singles final today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.